This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a new legal effort to stop the Government of Efficiency Office from shuttering agencies and funding.
The lawsuit's been filed in federal court in Maryland by more than two dozen staffers and contractors at USAID who claim their lives have been upended by Elon Musk and his Doge team. The suit seeks the reversal of Musk's and Doge's actions and a formal determination by the courts that they're operating in violation of the Constitution. The filing alleges a violation of the Appointments Clause, noting that no one at Doge is serving in a role created by Congress, nor have any of them been confirmed by the Senate.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. President Trump signed an executive order today on reciprocal tariffs with its trading partners, saying the U.S. will impose the same amount of duties that other countries add to goods. The president hosting India's leader today at the White House. Heavy rain in Southern California and up and down the coast could lead to flooding on those burn-scarred areas in L.A. County, and another round of snow and ice on the way in the Northeast and Midwest. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. It'll be a busy Thursday for the city of La Crosse. Special committee and city council meetings are being held to consider a resolution for annexing land for the village of French Islands Incorporation. Another resolution will be considered for funding for the town of Campbell's Incorporation. The city will also consider a resolution to approve a $115,000 lawsuit settlement. The city council will hold a special meeting to address those issues before its regular meeting tonight, where it will vote on several contracts, property agreements, and ordinances. Governor Tony Evers was in La Crosse yesterday to highlight the issues that Head Start programs across Wisconsin are having after the federal government froze spending. In his visit to La Crosse, Evers touted his proposed budget, which includes more than $500 million to support child care in Wisconsin. He also criticized the Trump administration for cutting off funding to Head Start programs. Last month, Wisconsin joined a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's freeze on federal aid. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office is warning about a scam targeting area residents that has resulted in over $200,000 in losses in the past few days. In a Facebook post, the Sheriff's Office said that scammers are posing as family members in need of money and that the targets are typically older residents. The scam is referred to as the grandparent scam. The Sheriff's Office said to talk to family members about these types of scams and to never send money to somebody that they don't know. More snow is on the way for western Wisconsin. After being mostly spared from yesterday's system that brought several inches of snow to southern Wisconsin, La Crosse is in line for 3 to 7 inches of snow tomorrow into Saturday. After the snow exits Saturday, the Cooley region will see temperatures fall off for several days, with lows in the negative teens along with dangerous wind chills well into next week. Gusty winds are also expected for the next several days, which could create drifting and blowing snow across the area. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
The Bucks beat the Timberwolves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite missing Giannis and Damian Lillard, the Bucks beat the Timberwolves in Minnesota, 103-101. Doc Rivers pleased with the new players who stepped in, like Kyle Kuzma and Gary Trent, and the performance by Kevin Porter Jr.
His guts, he's calm. Kuz, I thought, had some great plays downhill. Gary Trent, a lot of guys just played well. We moved the ball, you know, the entire game.
I guess what do you like about your effort defense?
Just gutty. Gutty. We did our best of doing it without fouling. Overall, we did that, and that was really good.
Kyle Kuzma, on what it's like playing for the Bucks instead of the last place Washington Wizards.
You know, I'm not going to call Washington a bad team because it's not a bad team. They're just in a rebuild, and they're trying to figure out what they want to do there for their future. Matters.
Baseball. The Brewers signing lefty Tyler Alexander to a one-year, $1 million deal. He had been with the Tampa Bay Rays. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, cold, a low of 0 to 5 below. For tomorrow, a cloudy sky with snow showers developing in the afternoon. Accumulations of 2 to 5 inches by the time we look into Saturday morning. Winter weather advisories in effect. Currently, it's 10 above.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes, there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the woman who wants to head the Department of Education says private and charter schools have every right to refuse kids who don't meet their standards. What does that mean for children in Wisconsin?
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy days to us all. You can be a big part, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Got Jess P.S. working hard on the board today, girl.
Doing some extra duty today.
Oh, working hard. We do appreciate it. We got some sound that she cut up while she was,
I can multitask.
So good. Thank you, Jess. And folks, you can join us as well, 855-75-CIVIC. Lots and lots and lots to get to today.
Mm-hmm.
Lots going on in the state of Wisconsin. A lot going on the national circuit as well. And the gift for today.
Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah. is this the universe's gift for us? I mean, it's been a little odd these last few weeks with all the goings on in the new administration and all the stuff. And it's just good to see an old familiar face come back.
Is it familiar? It looked a little different.
It did. It looked like the mustache has abandoned him.
It's finally fallen off.
It is. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's so bad, mm-hmm. his mustache left.
It ran away.
I'm talking about Eric Humpty. Yes, Eric Humpty is back in the news. Why, you say? That's a great question. Why? What? What could he possibly have to say? Oh, yeah. He's, according to the Journal Sentinel, he's cites debunked claims and question his 2024 election loss to Tammy Baldwin.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Tammy Baldwin doing a fine job today asking some very pertinent questions to Linda McMahon, former, Small Business Association under the Trump administration?
The first go-round.
And now she's going to be education?
Right. Right.
We have some sound of Tammy Baldwin asking some pretty tough questions of Linda McMahon. But I digress. Eric Humpty.
Mm-hmm.
We have some sound. Let's just dive into the sound. This is our precious gift. A precious gift from Jess to me, from me to you. You know, a lot of people are saying, every time you start out with some stuff like that, a lot of people are saying. I read it on the internet. Twitter said, I saw this Facebook post. Uh-huh. I think you said an Instagram meme.
I've heard.
I mean, some people say. Let's hear what a lot of people are saying according to the mustache-less Eric Humpty.
I've had an overwhelming response by people that I meet on the street or at events or emails that I'm sent or texts or handwritten letters. A lot of people are very upset what happened that night as it pertains to my race.
And yeah, you lost.
That I may have been robbed.
Oh,
look,
robbed.
At 1 a.m., most people were congratulating me, and it looked like I had won with 93-94% of the vote in. And then, as we all know, at 4:30 a.m., 120,000 absentee ballots were dropped in Milwaukee.
Dropped.
And
counted, tabulated.
Got an amazing 85%.
Yeah.
Of pretty improbable.
Not if you look at the history of Milwaukee's voting.
I know.
You wanted to represent this state, Humpty. It would do you some good to know a little bit about it.
Just not the same without the mustache. Start out all the different ways he's been communicating with people. I mean, wow, man.
By email, by phone, by in person, letter? Handwritten letters?
Morse code, smoke
telegraph?
Signals? Telegram? Singing telegram? I gotta dance. You're my dad and I love you.
You promised.
I'm singing a song.
You promised no more of this.
I didn't promise. Oh, he did. He promised.
No, you promised no more of the singing on the radio.
Oh, that's right. Well, I was does a little elf for you. Eric Hovde, number one. Many, many, many ways he communicates. And he just runs into people on the street and they tell him. Did they recognize you without the mustache? So come on, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. He did say, though, I believe Hovde said, well, he wasn't going to go through this whole recount thing because it costs money and spent enough money and didn't want to divide people. But now he's coming out, what, in February?
Yeah.
And saying the same election denier trash, what a lot of people are saying.
A lot of people, Dom.
You lost an election. It was a close election. But you lost. And a lot of people are going to be upset. And probably the folks that are coming up to you like you. You know what I mean? Like, they voted for you. They are expressing.
They're part of your echo chamber.
They're your voters. How many of the people who didn't vote for you came up to you and said, man, I think you got robbed? Nobody, man. Zero. And I stand by that. It's just a guess, but I stand by it. Because a lot of people are saying, those that voted for Tammy Baldwin really don't like Eric Hovde. That's what I heard. It's all written on the stall in the bathroom. Let's hear a little bit more from Eric Hovde. Cut number two, please, Jess.
You know, I didn't really want to dig too hard into it and get into all the details because I was trying to process it. I was reviewing with attorneys. And then the holidays were coming upon me, and if I started speaking out, the reality of it is the press would have just called me an election denier, even though you would think they would be the first ones to wanted to dig in and really look at the election and whether it was waged fairly.
Whether it was waged fairly. Listen, you mentioned the Milwaukee drops again. That is, as Jess mentioned, the process here. It could have been changed by the Republicans in the State House. They chose not to. We couldn't. They can't start counting those absentee ballots early, right? So, yeah, it happens. It happens all the time. It happens in every election. It will continue to happen in the future unless there's some legislative change to my understanding. Now, if you were aware of elections in the state of Wisconsin and actually, participate a little more than perhaps you have out in California, maybe you would know that. This is a thing. People know this if you're from Wisconsin, if you pay attention in Wisconsin. It's not a 4 a.m. dump. It's by the time they got everything calculated and tabulated and cross-checked and verified, then they put it in.
Right. It's not like they're entering every vote as it comes in. That's not how it works.
They won't let. And it could. We could change it. Perhaps,
right.
Hovde, you should inquire to your GOP comrades here in the state of Wisconsin and have them change it if that upsets you so. But they don't want. I think they don't want to change it because then you lose this narrative. You lose this conversation. Oh, it's the 4 a.m. dump.
It's the Milwaukee dump.
Yeah, Milwaukee. All those Milwaukees. Oh, let's think about. Well, Milwaukee primarily votes. I mean, historically votes for Dems.
Yeah, and then, pretty overwhelming.
The absentee early, whatever the absentee ballots. Well, those are also primarily because what has the history been at least in the last 10 or 20 years? Donald Trump. Oh, we can't have those early voters. You can't have absentee voters. You got to go and do a day of, day of. So a lot of those folks are also going to be Dems. So you have like a double statistic on people in Milwaukee who are going to be Dems, and those that generally vote absentee are going to be Dems, at least in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you're going to have a huge percentage of that. That's not shocking, Eric Hovde. That's not a ballot dump. That's just counting the votes, and you lost. Just like that mustache, you lost. Let's hear... Let's hear about Baldwin's evil. Evil? Did he say evil? I haven't heard it yet.
No, I gave you just a little synopsis.
Right. A little editorializing from Jess on this one. Let's hear number three from Eric Hovde, please.
Well, a lot has come out since then. We've learned a lot, like how Senator Baldwin's campaign, who they paid to put this America First candidate, this fraud candidate, to
fraud.
Siphon votes away from me. How her campaign received money from ACT Blue and these high frequency
fundraising
donors that
site,
may
friend.
Not be legitimate. Or things that actually unfolded that day with absentee ballots and same-day voting. Because Wisconsin is one of only six states in the country that allows same-day
voter registration. And that's wrong somehow?
And, you know, precincts, which I mentioned before, that voted 150, 200, one, I think, even 250% of registered voters in Milwaukee.
No, no, wrong. I mean, so he's blaming this America First fraud candidate. I don't have the quote in front of me, but I think that guy was basically saying, dude, move along. You know what I mean? Get over it. So, yeah, if some guy came in and siphoned some votes away, I mean, yeah, that happens. It's not uncommon. I believe it was Kanye West tried to get in on the ballot here last time around in 2020, and his attorneys came in just a little bit late. Mm-hmm. They didn't get the filing done on time. So, but what was that? Of course, that was an attempt by the Republicans and by Trump and those folks to siphon black votes out of Milwaukee against that may have gone otherwise to Joe Biden. So that's that kind of thing. And I, you know, whatever. I'm not a fan of it. But if that's how the game is played, it's a game. That's what it is. At the end of the day, you lost. It's not the ballot dumps. It wasn't the other candidate who, you know, pulled off 20 some thousand votes of the America First. It wasn't 250% of people voting in a district. It wasn't same day registration. That's not any of those things. What really happened is that you ran a crappy campaign. You didn't even mention the state of Wisconsin in your inaugural advertisement saying you were going to run for the Senate. Didn't even mention the state of Wisconsin, dude. Not once. There are lots of reasons that I would throw out there as to why Eric Hovde lost, but I think we have one more from the mustache man. Let's hear the new plan.
So I am going to start doing some videos talking about this because we've got to have elections that are fair and ethical in this state. The last thing we want is erode people's confidence in our election process. Fair and ethical elections are central to a democracy.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. And what is unethical about same-day registration? What is unethical about Milwaukee City and Milwaukee County being able to count their ballots? What's unethical about that?
It doesn't benefit him.
Well, only if it votes for him, then it's good. Otherwise, it's unethical.
I'm glad that you're understanding
it.
And
what is it about? What is it about your losing and Republicans losing some of these elections? And again, Trump won. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's not challenging that election. It's just his.
How could it possibly
have come out this way?
There are split ticket elections. This is one of them. Another example. And I think that just goes to show how terrible of a candidate you were, man. I mean, Trump won Wisconsin again, and you still got beat by Tammy Baldwin. I like Tammy a lot. We'll hear from Tammy a little bit later today. I think she does a fine job. I'm a supporter. I voted for Tammy over you. But that doesn't mean that the system is rigged. And what really erodes people's confidence in our voting system and our elections in the state of Wisconsin and nationally are people like you, Eric Hovde, who are sore losers, can't point to any specific fact, proven fraud, anything other than same-day registration and those 4 a.m. ballot dumps from Milwaukee. Again, the GOP could change it. They chose not to. Folks, this is the Dom Salvi Show. Come back and join us, 855-752-4842. More coming up from the state of Wisconsin. Will Justice Protasiewicz recuse from Act 10? I don't think so.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her: Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underley or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff, they just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy days to us all. You can be a part 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVICA. Just PS working hard on the board. So you folks texting in. Can't get to them all. Cam, damn, man. He's a busy, busy guy.
Send us a summary, man.
Right. Cliff notes. Eric Hovde, the former Wisconsin Republican Senate candidate, out on the X, raising hell against the absentee ballots and all that. The Journal Sentinel had a write-up about this. I want to just kind of reiterate some of the facts as they have described them here. Because I think it is important. Hovde lost his race to Baldwin by more than 29,000 votes, a little less than 1%. He did not concede the race until nearly 2 weeks later. And he decided against going through with a contentious recount. Why?
I remember that. Yeah.
I mean, why? And now we are. Today's February 12th. This was yesterday. It came out on the X, and now he's raising these same concerns. Talked to a lot of people.
Yeah. Let's remember that he was within the margin to request a recount.
Yeah, but he has to pay for it.
But he would have had to pay for it, which let's also remember he had the means to do.
He has the means
to order a recount. Absolutely. Why not?
Well, because then you put it to bed and you couldn't come out now. The same reason why the Republicans won't allow for early counting of those absentee ballots. We played some of the sounds, so skip over the reporting. The Milwaukee Election Commission said at the time of the votes that it unequivocally refutes Eric Hovde's baseless claims regarding the integrity of our election process. As the Journal Sentinel points out, under Wisconsin law, and laws, those are made by legislators, Mr. Eric Hovde, legislators, and they can make the laws, and if they get enough people to back them up, then it'll pass the legislature, and it'll go on to the governor, and they could sign a law. You ever watch the cartoon for your kids, a bill becomes a law? Hovde, that's kind of how it works.
Need a little Schoolhouse Rock.
Right. Yeah. I was always mad when Schoolhouse Rock came. Like, come on, I'm going to give some Bugs Bunny. But
interrupting your cartoons.
That's how it works, man. And the GOP had an option to do that. They could have changed it, and they chose not to. So under Wisconsin law, under the current law that the GOP has, and they could change, I'm sure, Governor Evers would sign. Under the current law, absentee ballots cannot be processed before 7 a.m. on election day. Mr. Hovde, let me repeat that because maybe it's hard to understand without the mustache. Under Wisconsin law, absentee ballots cannot be processed before 7 a.m. election day. As the Journal Sentinel points out, the Republican-controlled state Senate last year did not take up legislation that would have made it possible for clerks to start processing absentee ballots the day before the election, and therefore finish counting all the votes earlier on election day. And I think that came The Senate, the Republican-controlled Senate here in the state of Wisconsin, did not take that up. I think it passed out of the assembly. I could be wrong, but that's my understanding. That's why, and they didn't take it up. And why? Why? So what? We can't have this argument next time around. Eric Hovde could have done a recount out of his pocket, but he wanted to hold this in his pocket so he could challenge the election integrity. Because you lost. Now, Hovde has not disputed Trump's victory, as mentioned. And Hovde said that the Milwaukee absentee ballots called them pushed Baldwin to victory, called them pretty improbable. Pretty improbable. But he earlier said he didn't want to dig too hard into it and get all the details because I was trying to process it. I was reviewing with attorneys.
And then it was the holidays, and I didn't want to ruin Christmas.
I mean, right. I totally would have done that, but, you know, I had to go to California for the holidays because it's warmer over there. Although I'm from Wisconsin, I really love California. As mentioned, Hovde was complaining about the America First candidate, Thomas Leger, L-E-A-G-E-R, a far-right gun rights advocate who garnered more than 28,000 votes as another factor in his loss. Wait, hang on now. Earlier this article, it says he lost by 29,000 votes. So even if every single one of those 28,000 votes that went to the America First candidate went to you, Hovde, you still would have lost.
That's the math I have, too.
Isn't it? 28,000 is less than 29,000.
Last I checked.
I mean,
it may have changed.
Oh, we need Schoolhouse.
Everything's changing.
We need Schoolhouse
so
Rock again. We got to do it slowly for Hovde here. Democrat Party Wisconsin spokesman Joe Oslin responded to a video and a statement saying Eric Hovde lost fair and square. It's time for him to move on. It's time for you to move on.
You should go with it.
Right. Several Republicans after the election floated Hovde as a potential Wisconsin gubernatorial candidate in 2026, but Hovde's initial refusal to concede the race as well as his subsequent claims of fraud have damaged his relationship with the state party.
My, oh my.
Do you think that got any better yesterday? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Joe from Madison, you're up. Happy days, Joe. Welcome. What do you got for us?
The holidays? What, 7 weeks from when he lost to when the holidays are? This is a rich, wealthy man. What was he, a gift wrapping? And it was just so arduous that he couldn't get it done. You know, he had to go, cut a tree in California, and that was difficult.
He had so much time to spend with family.
Oh, that was the most pathetic. I do think the other one is most pathetic is, you know, all those votes appeared in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Work an election. And notice the fact that people in Milwaukee who are election people are working probably are not thrilled about having to stay up till 4 a.m. They probably would prefer to get it done, you know, that the votes are counted, the absentees are counted during the day. But you can't. If you're working the polls, you have to tend to the people who are right there. And if they're absentee ballots, they have to wait until the polls are closed because you have to deal with the people who are right in front of you. Mm-hmm. If somebody has worked the polls, I can tell you that's the deal. Go work the polls sometime, you know, try to figure that out. I would say that one reason why Mr. Hovde had a bad time, and I really was appalled at this, was remember the farm bill? He was asked about the farm bill.
Yes.
And what he would support. He said, I'm not even going to look it up unless I get elected. Well, you know, I thought, God, what were the things within the farm bill? And I'm looking here, I just Googled it real quick, and there was an item at first that indicated the key provisions. And then the second item on Google is the 2024 farm bill compared with current law. So you could have the comparison within, 30 seconds. You could look this up.
If he cared and was prepared and actually wanted to govern for the state of Wisconsin. Thank you for the call, Joe. Got a break coming up here. Once again, when Eric Hovde rolled out his campaign video to announce his candidacy, he didn't even say the word Wisconsin. Come back with us, 855-752-4842. More of your calls coming up.
Eagle 1490 AM. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The La Crosse mayoral primary is coming up on Tuesday with four candidates running for mayor: Chris Kahlo, Vicky Markison, Ellie McLoon, and Shondell Washington Spivey. Washington Spivey says he's working to bring communities together as a volunteer and community organizer, and that's why he's running for mayor.
I've been involved in a lot of volunteering in the community, community organizing. I've also served as, or currently serve as, the executive director for Black Leaders Acquiring Collective Knowledge, also known as Black for short, a nonprofit that I started in 2016 with a group of friends. And since then, we've just kind of been doing a lot of work in the community, making folks aware around, you know, cultural identity, cultural history, working with a lot of youth and things of that nature.
We'll preview each mayoral candidate as well as the school board primary this week. The spring primary is on Tuesday, February 18th. To see your voter registration status, where to vote, or what's on your ballot, you can go to myvote.wi.gov. Several committees meet before the La Crosse City Council regular meeting tonight. The Citizens with Disabilities Committee will hear updates on the city website as well as accessibility to La Crosse's municipal transit. The Judiciary and Administration Committee is holding a special meeting on a resolution for incorporation of the Village of French Island. Then the Finance and Personnel Committee will work on resolutions for the Town of Campbell Incorporation and a settlement of a 2023 lawsuit. A vehicle crashed into a home yesterday in La Crosse. According to La Crosse police, just after 1 p.m., two vehicles crashed at the intersection of La Crosse Street and 9th Street. One of the vehicles then hit a mailbox before crashing into the front porch of a home on the corner. A person inside the home was not hurt. One of the people in the vehicles involved in the crash was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. One of the drivers was issued a ticket for failing to yield at the intersection. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Although it's been nominated for Best Picture and several other awards, there was a point when Timothy Chalamet thought A Complete Unknown would never get made. The Bob Dylan biopic was announced by director James Mangold in 2020, but was shelved due to COVID. It eventually found its way to the big screen 5 years later. Chalamet said that gave him time to learn how to play the guitar and to sing. That might just be what puts him over the top in the race for Best Actor as well. Stand by. In an age where it can take years just for a TV show to get renewed, that is not the case with the show Reacher. The popular streamer returns for Season 3 February 20th, barely 1 year from the debut of Season 2. Reacher fans appreciate the aggressive shooting schedule, I'm sure. 8 new episodes will drop one at a time, sigh, on Amazon Prime. I saw the trailer for the new season the other night, and somehow they found a man bigger than Alan Richson to be his nemesis. Hope it's better than Season 2. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, cold, a low of 0 to 5 below. For tomorrow, a cloudy sky with snow showers developing in the afternoon. Accumulations of 2 to 5 inches by the time we look into Saturday morning. Winter weather advisories in effect. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a TGIF Friday edition. Our old friend Reed Galen, founder of The Union, will be here to talk about voter registration, how to be a voter, and we'll do a little what's worse.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Designer suits, Gucci gloves, Chelsea boots. All my demons are cocaine fueled electrical. Sugar tooth, caramel, silky smooth. Diving into class A's old swimming pool.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, diving into class at Azul, swimming pools, love you some tequila. Thank you, Jess, for playing me a little Struts.
You're
welcome. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. That class at Azul is really good. Have you ever had it?
No.
Oh, man. It's like a little vanilla taste to it. It's
tequila?
Yeah.
I do really like tequila.
It's really good. I'm going to have to get some of that tonight. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Kind of wrapping up the conversation, Eric Hovde, the former Wisconsin senatorial candidate, lost to Tammy Baldwin. We'll hear some sound from her later on, lamenting his loss. You know, a little bit of that, a little bit of this. But why? He could have, as mentioned, he could have had a recount. State Senate could have changed the rules of the laws on how absentee ballots and when they're counted, but they declined to do so. So why keep this alive? Why keep the conspiracy alive? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a text line to Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids. I think Eric could use a lobotomy. Put him in a room with Chucky Franklin. You know, I don't know about that, Tyler, but I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy. How did Trump win? Larry from Deerfield asks. I know Trump Baldwin voters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Drew from Watertown says, about this, keeping this story alive. You know, a lot of people told me.
A lot of people in a lot of different ways.
Some people are saying, and when they write to me and they talk to me and they email
letters,
me.
Dom.
And they draw little crayon, you know, colors for me and and markers.
Someone wrote me a song about it.
And a chalkboard and all the different ways they communicated with me that I got robbed. You got robbed, man. And he doesn't have his mustache anymore, folks. That's the other thing. I know that's actually the news. It is strange.
As much as I didn't like the mustache, I have to say, seeing him without it, his face looks really flat.
Yeah, maybe, it, you know, I don't know. I'm not a mustache guy. No, it's odd looking. I'm just saying. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Ben from Richland Center points out, and yeah, thank you, Ben. I agree with you. Why keep the conspiracy alive, ? Well, in his case, why not?
Right. Sure. I mean, why not further erode trust in elections? Yeah. I mean, I'm only saying that we need to have trust in elections.
Cam points out, I get it now. The mustache was DEI and was let go. It's the worst, says Scott from Shorewood. Oh, yeah. 855-752-4842. We will move on. Let's take one more call on this topic. Our pal CJ. Hey, dude, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dom. Thanks for taking my call. You know how much outside money was brought in for both Hovde and Baldwin?
Tens of millions of dollars, yes. Lots of money.
Yep. This election was bought because Baldwin brought in $20 million. And, you know, from all the Democrats, all the callers, all your hosts, I hear you complain about money and politics, but the Democrats are better at it. They are better at spending people's money across state lines.
Well, I guess there's a couple of ways to look at it. I looked at...
Encourage people to...
Yeah, hang on. Let me just. My understanding: Baldwin raised about $52 million, and Hovde raised about 30. Call it, but that doesn't, of course, as you mentioned, include that the outside money. And Baldwin won that. Listen, man, you're not gonna argue with me about money and politics. But if you're concerned, number one, is any dime that Hovde spent, being from California, could be considered outside money. But what about the $250 million Elon spent on the Trump campaign, dude?
Well. Bill Anderson was funded.
I want you to answer me about Elon, dude. That's unprecedented. What about that situation, please?
What about Elon? I think it's absolutely spectacular what he's doing.
So you're happy that he put that money into Trump's campaign? You think that's okay and acceptable? But you're concerned about the money Tammy Baldwin raised. Explain that to me, dude. That makes zero sense.
No, I'm actually agreeing with you guys about money and politics.
Excellent. So what? Okay. Let's talk about that. Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate that. Let's talk about that for a moment. How, if we both agree, I don't want to speak for you, so I'm going to make a statement. I want you to tell me if you agree with me or not. We need to reform campaign finance in this country. And I think we need to repeal or amend the Constitution to repeal Citizens United. Do you agree that corporations are not people and money is not speech?
No, I don't. I think your owner is a corporation. He files his taxes, and he's a business owner. He's an LLC, right?
I don't know what you're talking about, man. So, no. What has that got to do with Citizens United, yes, that money is speech? That money is speech and corporations are people. Do you agree with that premise? You said you do not agree with that, right?
I agree with what they're doing right now.
I don't know.
Your business.
No, see, that you're not. Thanks for trying, CJ.
CJ.
I think you're there, man. I think there's a lot of Republicans and probably a lot of MAGAs. And I think as we go along and things maybe don't turn out the way that you want them to, that maybe, you know, you were hoodwinked a little bit with this guy. We'll see what happens. We'll see. You know, he's only a couple weeks in, but inflation hasn't gone down. We're still got a war going on in Ukraine. And as far as I understand from the statistics that I've seen, I guess it's been a few days now, he's behind the deportation rates of both Barack Obama and Joe Biden. So those are like the big things I recall you guys talking about. Now, he said he's going to do it on day one. Granted, he's not going to do it on day one. I'll give the month of January, whatever statistics come out of the month of January, I'll put that on the last administration. But you own February, man. Because you know what? Right now, and you like what they're doing, they're firing people, right?
Well, a lot.
That's impacting. And people are taking buyouts. In my understanding, the judge allowed the buyout to go through. And I hope, you know, I hope Congress, or I don't know how they're going to allocate the funds and guarantee that that's going to happen. But whatever. Okay. They'll let those things go through. But either way, there's lots of people that are leaving the workforce or changing jobs, whatever the case may be. That's going to have a direct, a notable impact on the unemployment rate, right? I would think. So I think starting the month of February, that's the Trump administration, man. Trump owns that. They didn't have to fire those people, right? They could do different things. They chose not to. They chose to go the course that they are going. Donald Trump owns February. So whatever the statistics on inflation, unemployment, GDP, the impacts on the market from the tariffs and the uncertainty, starting February 1, as far as I'm concerned, that is all on this administration.
For sure. And I've even seen today Trump admitting, yeah, prices are probably going to go up because of tariffs.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, duh.
It's going to be great later, though. Yeah. I mean, it's like
just in 2 weeks, Tom. In 2 weeks.
In two more weeks. Given the guy's a known fraudster, yes, a known convicted fraudster.
Correct. Convicted felon fraudster, yep.
I mean, come on, man. The guy was, right, he couldn't even own charities anymore. that's on him. And you folks voted for him, and okay, we'll have to, you know, we got to deal with those circumstances. But I'm trying to, you know, just give an honest assessment of where the blame / credit will lie. And I think, you know, February 1 is reasonable, especially given the firings and the layoffs, mm-hmm, and whatever the case, mm-hmm, may be. So that's where we start. Back to CJ's point, agreeing with us, right? Hardcore MAGA and liberal Dom, I guess they call me now. Yeah, man, money in politics is a bad thing. And I don't like Elon Musk giving Donald Trump $200 some million. I mean, this is just ridiculous. So, and as a government by the people and for the people, we have the ability to change that if we agree, CJ. Well, that means we're going to have to get, you know, legislators, congressmen, congresswomen, senators, and whatnot to elected to office that will agree with us on it and change it. And I don't know that there's a whole lot of Republicans and even a big chunk of Dems that want to change that. And I think that's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. I think perhaps as we continue on and we see the repercussions of, you know, billionaire government for billionaires. And I'm listen, I'm not clear that, and I just take a cursory look at history. You know, you look at all the, you know, busting the unions and the robber barons and all this, how things have ebbed and flowed over the course of time. You know, the rich and powerful have always had an upper hand, period. I mean, straight up. Now, how much of that, you know, can be remedied or at least balanced off by, you know, the many over the money, as we like to say, it depends on the many who are engaged and informed and agree, CJ. You and I agree on this topic, man. We should push our legislatures. You, man, call your Republican folks up. Get a hold of Elon Musk, man. Hey, Elon, what do you think about not spending that kind of money on elections? You think he'd go for that? I mean, I don't know, man. You think the Republicans are going to go for that? I don't know. But if you think that way, CJ, I would encourage you. Man, I will join arms with you if you want to go walk down the street, go up to the Capitol and demand that Republicans and Democrats unite in getting the money out of politics, CJ, and we'll go have drinks afterwards and we'll have a great time. You know we've done that before. So let's agree on what we can agree on, man. If that's what you're down with, I'm down with it. We can go forward with that. Let's put that on our platform. Let's get Mike Johnson to do it, right? Hakeem Jeffries, is he down? Right? Who's up in the Senate, man? Let's make this happen. I'm just concerned that because of the way it is, and everyone loves money, everybody needs money. That's why they call it money. 855-752-4842. Let's get one more caller in here. Ben from Verona, you're next. Welcome, Ben. What do you got for us? Hello, Ben.
Hey, say, I was just thinking, I read today on your subject of money and politics, and then when certain individuals get a chance to pay back in full times to the donors, for example, the Tesla Corporation getting $400 million bid for federal vehicles?
Yeah, I haven't dug into that, Ben. I saw some headlines that it happened, then I see some headlines that it didn't, and I'm just going to let that I'm just going to let that one kind of settle out there for a little bit before I dive into it. But certainly having that access, fair, having something like that, that would be very concerning, no doubt about it.
Yes, yes, yes. So they get their money back in full times too.
Yeah. Well, think about this one, Ben. When the last time they pushed through this, as they're negotiating right now, this budget and this extension of the Trump tax cuts from last time, when they changed how the pass-through corporations were taxed, Ron Johnson specifically pushed that one, and he came on the show and told us he was very proud of that. Hey, you know, told Trump, I want to change this for the S-Corps and the LLCs and change how it's taxed. And he did that. He did that. And then his major donors, the U-Lines, got a tax break of like $200 some million. It was an outrageous amount. And he spent, like, I think they gave him like $20 million. Again, I'm going off the top of my head. You can Google it. But essentially, I remember the numbers being about a 10% finder's fee. Senator Johnson saved his donors like $200 million, and they gave him 20 back for his campaign. Straight up, man. It's almost a perfect 10% finder's fee / commission. What do you think about that, Ben?
It's insanity.
Oh, man. And thanks for the call, man. I appreciate you got a heartbreak coming up here. I would encourage, especially as we see how this goes down, because, and we'll get into it in the next hour. We mentioned it briefly yesterday. A lot of these red states are all of a sudden pushing back against DOGE and these cuts because they're going to impact Alabama, for example, Kentucky. There's a few others that are like, well, let's take this one out, take that one out, take that one out. Yeah, no doubt. Folks are going to start to be really, really be impacted by this. It's going to impact red states and blue states. And maybe perhaps in our mutual misery, we can finally agree that, oh, my God, regardless of what you think about the politics, money has got to get out of the politics. We, the people, need to control that, siphon that off, bring it in. If it's got to be publicly financed, I don't give a damn. We're spending way too much money on this, and there's way too much influence from the billionaires. Come back with us, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo, talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. And this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
I was foolish, I was angry, I was funny, I was charming, I was lucky. Tell me how I chime.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Going to move along to some other topics here, but I want to get a couple of the texters. You're so prolific out there. We do appreciate it. But you can also call, talk to me on the lines, just like CJ, 855-752-4842. Uncle Tony pipes in from WMDX. Nice to finally have Republicans like CJ on board with campaign finance reform and other things Dems have been calling for over a decade. Now he should call his state and federal representatives to change it like we do.
Here.
I mean, seriously, we can agree on that, right?
Right.
Oh, man. It's something we can, the least common factor? Not denominator. Least common factor. Least common. I think there's a difference between least common factor and least common denominator. But I digress. It's at least one of the minimal things we can agree on. Let's call it.
Yes, we can even agree on what to call that.
855-752-4842. There's some other land. Come on. I'm not going to read the out loud insult to CJ.
Nah.
But it stands for circle something, according to Len. We're not going to say that. Thank you for playing. Listen, when we finally agree, we should stop insulting the guy, at least for a minute.
for a minute.
For a minute. When we get a break. And perhaps they'll, stop calling us the lib this or the that that. 855-752-4842. Eric Covey lost to Tammy Baldwin.
Indeed.
Tammy Baldwin is our senator.
Thank goodness.
And Tammy Baldwin, doing her job as a senator today, says she was concerned about the education secretary nominee Linda McMahon's commitment to handling sexual assault claims on school campuses, referencing a lawsuit against the former World Wrestling Entertainment executive, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Now, we have some sound of this question.
Yeah, so this is a question and answer from Ms. Mann's, her confirmation hearing. Let's take a listen.
Let's hear Baldwin.
Mrs. McMahon, you have been named in a lawsuit which alleges that you and your husband allowed for systemic and pervasive abuse of underage children to persist in your business for years. It is an ongoing lawsuit, and it alleges that you rehired a known sexual predator and you felt it was sufficient to simply direct him to steer clear of children. If confirmed, you will be responsible with overseeing the Department of Education Office of Civil Rights, charged with ensuring equal access to education through vigorous enforcement of civil rights laws. I am so concerned about whether sexual assault survivors on campus can trust you to support them.
Thank you, Senator. They certainly can trust me to support them. I have a granddaughter that is now in college. I have two grandsons who are in college. And I have a deep commitment of understanding of how I would feel if any of them were involved in sexual harassment or accused of sexual harassment. You have my absolute commitment that I will uphold and protect those investigations to make sure that those students are treated fairly on both sides.
I mean, we're not talking about sexual harassment, number one. This isn't, you know, the boss slapping the secretary on the ass. We're talking about sexual abuse. As the Journal Sentinel points out, an October lawsuit against McMahon and her husband Vince that alleges WWE leaders failed to act on allegations of an employee of the organization sexually abused children who worked as quote-unquote ring boys during the wrestling matches. Sexual abuse of children is not sexual harassment. Are you freaking kidding me? The suit was filed on behalf of several ring boys who said they were abused by a man who was a ringside announcer for the WWE in the 80s, and that person died in 2012. It alleges the McMahons fired the man, but then later rehired him. Sexual harassment. I mean, it's an insult to the question. It's an insult to the situation. It's not an answer. Or this person who's going to be the head of the Department of Education doesn't understand the difference between sexual harassment and sexual abuse.
Not to mention, she's also both sidesing this. Very fine people. Both sides. I have a personal connection to this. I have grandchildren. Okay?
Great. You procreated and they had kids. 855-752-4842. Thank you, Senator Baldwin, for asking the question. Linda McMahon, damn. Mark from the SAC, you'll have the last word this hour. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I'm afraid that the people we're up against, as I said before, these people are opposed to the doctrines of natural liberty, human equality, and the social contract, that we're all in a society together. We're not living under Ayn Rand's America, but John Galton, whatever Rourke's first name was. Those two guys were a couple of freaks. I think Rourke was actually a murderer. I mean, Ayn Rand's hero was William Hickman, who you know, kidnapped a girl and chopped her up. I mean, that's just his theory. What's good for me is right. Well, what's good for us is what's good for my fellow man. I mean, and that's how, or woman, as the case may be. But it's just ridiculous that we're going to run ruckshod over everybody, not send out food that's sitting in warehouses now. It's going to rot, and Trump, just to be mean, Trump is going to keep in the warehouses, not feed, give it to the poor, no matter where they are.
Yeah, it seems. Thank you for the call, Mark. You know, the whole social contract thing. Again, these are things I think are lost over time in the recognition that, yeah, we are at the end of the day. And I'm a big individual, as you folks know, man. Individual rights, all that kind of individual sovereignty. But we didn't just all fall off the coconut tree. You know what I'm saying? We as much as we want to not be, perhaps. And some of my libertarian friends might be out there saying that we are connected. We are. Whether you want to be or not, we just are. We're all flying through the space in this rock together, like it or not. I don't know. Musk can go to Mars if he wants. Hey, folks, come back with us. 855-752-4842. Lots going on the national scene. We're going to get to that next. Stick around.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday, Todd Alba returns to the big chair before Pat returns from vacation. And let's get this weekend started together. Join us.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the U.S. will impose reciprocal tariffs on its trade partners. President Trump says each country will be looked at, and those with the highest duties on U.S. goods will have tariffs imposed first. The president hosting India's prime minister this afternoon at the White House, both talking trade.
They're going to be purchasing a lot of our oil and gas. We have more oil and gas than any other country in the world by far, and they need it, and we have it.
Earlier, the president participated in the swearing-in ceremony of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. after the Senate confirmed his nomination to lead Health and Human Services. A strong storm targeting the West Coast. Authorities near Portland, Oregon say whiteout conditions led to a 100-vehicle pileup today. In Southern California, flooding is the threat for burn-scarred areas devastated by wildfires last month. A kayaker in Chile has survived after a whale briefly swallowed him, he says, in the Strait of Magellan. This is ABC News.